Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to learn some halachas as it relates to Chodesh Nisan, the month of Nisan. Pesach is on the 15th, starts on the 15th day of Nisan. And because there's so much to learn when it comes to Pesach, we'll start today learning some of the halachas as it relates to the month of Nisan. We're going to start out with something from the Mishnah Berurah, who says that throughout the month of Nisan, we do not say Tachanun. For those who say Vidui, that would be Nusach Sfard. And also Edut HaMizrach, we don't say Vidui in advance of Tachanun, but what is said when taking out the Sefer Torah is Kel Erech HaPayim. So that is said before taking out the Sefer Torah. When it comes to Svaradim, that's Edut HaMizrach, they also did not say the Lam Natzeach Yancha. That is what we say, very short Lam Natzeach, between Ashrei and Uval Etzion at the end of Shachris. Ashkenazim do say that. Svaradim do not say that. Ashkenazim never say it on Yantif. We also don't say it on Chol HaMoed. We want to say it on Shabbos. But otherwise, it is said. Lam Natzeach is said. When it comes to fasting during the month of Nisan, the default is to not fast. So we don't fast during the month of Nisan, with three exceptions. Exception number one is the Ta'anit of the Bechorot. The Bechorim, Bechorot, that is right before, the day before Erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. So there is the fast day for the Bechors, but as is known, almost everyone goes to Asiyam, and accordingly, because they go to Asiyam, they do not wind up fasting. But if somebody doesn't have Asiyam, that would be an appropriate day, the proper day, required day to fast. That would be number one, even though it's during Nisan, the Bechor would fast. Number two, a Tanis Chalom, that is a bad dream that somebody has, and under certain circumstances, somebody would fast for that. That's a whole separate body of halacha, but if somebody would fit into the requirements of a Tanis Chalom, that would be done even during the month of Nisan. That shows how significant and important that is. And also a chasan on the day that he's getting married, he would fast throughout the month of Nisan. So that is based on a Ramah. Another thing to talk about is going to a Beis HaKfaros. So there is not a problem going to a Beis HaKfaros during the month of Nisan. And people do. They go to Davin. They want to go to the Kivrei Tzadikim, etc. However, limitations are that we don't have Hespedim during the month of Nisan. So if somebody, Rachman al-Islam, passes away, we would not have Hespedim. We don't say Tziduk Hadin. And also Kel Malei Rachamim, that is often said when somebody has a Yortzeit coming up in the next week or on that day, we would not say Kel Malei Rachamim during the month of Nisan. And that's it. Very short month of Nisan halachas. And Amir Tashem, we will continue with some other minhagim that are done tomorrow throughout, or at least during certain parts of the month of Nisan. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.